Thank you for calling customer support. This is Shay speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was disconnected somehow. I was on the phone with your representatives about a charge to my card for $60-something that I've never heard of this company, and she was trying to help me out with that. Somehow I got disconnected.
Okay, too bad to assist you. Can I hear the zip code that you're calling about?
Yes, it's 35033.
Just one moment for me, sir. Okay, I'm sorry about that information.
And with all due respect, ma'am, it's like I was telling her, please don't take this personal. I don't understand why my car just got hit for $60 and it's got to be frantic. And like, she was telling me about some earbuds that I paid $6.99 shipping for. And that's what the email said. You know, it said nothing further about whatever she said, the 60, didn't say that at all.
Okay, yes, sir, I do understand it. Okay, so what you said that zip code is again, sir?
It's 35033.
Your first and last name?
My first name is Christopher. My last name is Brizendine.
And can I have you verify your shipping address for me?
It's 26260 County Road 222, Bremen, Alabama. And man, with all due respect, I haven't even received the earbuds. I mean, and they could keep them as far as I'm concerned. I don't want nothing from them. I got paid $14.99 shipping for this one thing and received it, but
okay, let me just look over your account.
Thank you very much.
Okay, yes, hi, Eric. Back on January 22nd, when you made that order for the earbuds, you paid $6.99. You only paid $6.99 for the shipping and handling of those earbuds. However,
yeah,
it is a $60 product. So you was in your 14-day trial. On the 22nd, you opted to a 14-day trial. So what happened was, out of your 14-day trial, you was charged the full amount of $60.97, which is the price for those earbuds.
Okay, well, I need to get that somehow canceled, reversed, or something, man, because I haven't even received the earbuds. I don't want the earbuds. That's not what the advertisement said. I still have the email. If there's any way you can help me out with that or direct me to the company I need to address or...
Okay, yes, sir. However, that charge is valid and cannot be tampered with, sir. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, what do I need to do then?
Okay, yes, sir. It is a one-time charge. You will not be charged anything else.
Yeah, I understand, but I haven't even received any of your... I don't want them for 60. I don't want them. I don't want anything from this company. I thought I went to pay the $6.99, and I thought that was it.
Okay, yes, sir. So what I can do for you is get you another pair of earbuds shipped out since you say you haven't received it.
No, I'm good on that. I just want my $60 back.
Okay, yes, sir. As I said, these charges are valid and cannot be tampered with. But what I can do for you as a courtesy is provide you with a 35% refund of that charge, sir.
What's the company's name? I have the email from them still. Do I need to contact them or something? I mean, I want my $60 back. I didn't agree to that. I didn't agree. I mean, I have the... It's ridiculous. It's a scam. I'm going to report it to the Better Business Bureau. I promise you I will. I'm not saying any of this towards you, ma'am, whatsoever. Please know that.
Okay, yes, sir. Just hold the line for me one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for holding that line. My supervisor did advise me to go ahead with a full refund. You have a refund of $60.97. Going back into the car, ending in 1783, it just may take up to 3 to 5 business days. Shows up on your account. Is there anything else I may assist you with today or tonight?
No, ma'am. I thank you very much for your help. And it is going to be refunded, right?
Yes, sir. That is correct. And you're welcome. And thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a wonderful night.
You as well.
Yes, sir.